B-Pod Studios.
O'clock hour, Mike Vecinelli's show. 910 Vibe Atlantic, NBC Sports Philadelphia. 4 o'clock hour is brought to us by Landis Block, your one-stop shop to create a jaw-dropping outdoor paradise. Check them out online at landisbc.com. Just looking at a story, not that we're discussing college basketball today, but encouraging news for Temple Owl fans, at least according to Jay Billis's ranking of the top 68 teams. As we currently stand, he's got Temple ranked number 43 of 68, which means they would be in the tournament, South Chunas. You feeling it?
Yeah, I'm feeling it. Joe Lunardi's saying it, too.
There you go. Temple making the tourney. He's got Villanova, Billis does, as the 16th ranked team, which would make them a 4 seed. And here's his explanation. Jay Wright has done a remarkable job again. The Villanova culture won the Big East title this year more than anything else. Only 2 Big East teams finished above 500 conference play, Villanova and Marquette. Amazing. The Cats also lost 4 of their last 6 games going into the Big East tournament here. Actually, they lost a couple days ago to Seton Hall.
They did. And then Georgetown went and lost. Or did they win? Either way, they still won the conference.
I don't know if the Cats are at their peak.
No, they're not
going
at their peak.
They would have to show a really good Big East tournament for me to consider that they would have a chance to win a couple games.
Yeah, no. I think a 4 seed right now, let's see what happens in the tournament. If they lose in the first round of the tournament, that would drop. I mean, they still get in, but that would drop. Mm-hmm. And Temple is probably in, but they don't want to lose in the first round of their tournament either.
No. No, third. I don't think they have to cement it with a win.
Yeah, get a win and then... Then they should be good. But they lost in the first round. It'd be a little hairy.
Yeah, all right. Let's go back to the phones with Mike and Redding. Mike, you're on 97.5 Fanatic. Mike.
Hey, good afternoon, Mike.
What's up, buddy?
Hold on. I want to talk about how I feel like yesterday you were talking about how you think, or past week, we've talked about how these sports teams are doing a great job and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're just going to talk about, and then you just talked about Jay Wright and this great culture.
Mm-hmm.
And then we watch the Sixers, and they're literally a backwards team when I evaluate the numbers and I watch them. Ben Simmons isn't a real point guard, but I'm never going to say that he shouldn't be the point guard because you've made your point and I've seen everything. Can I explain myself?
I mean, yeah, go ahead. Tyrone pushed the hand button, so he wanted to know.
Right, well, did you understand
clear it up. What you said about Ben?
He's not a traditional point guard,
but he gives you the edge in a lot of other areas that other traditional point guards would not be able to. Right.
And I don't know if having a traditional point guard would make us better anyway. I'm just saying that when they get down court, you know, they don't really know what they're doing sometimes. And they're kind of tentative with the ball. And especially when they had Joel Embiid out, they actually shot the ball better. They moved the ball better because they had more rotation. But in general, I feel like I'm watching like a team that doesn't have an identity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm feeling you. I'm feeling you when it comes to that. Their identity is to play really fast, beat the other team down the floor. But their perimeter defense really suffers, and they turn the ball over too damn much.
I agree.
But again, if you want to play fast, you got to turn the ball over. I would like to avoid the turnovers where Ben just goes too fast, and I think they're correctable.
Downshift.
He needs a downshift.
I just don't think the coach is doing enough. To get the disciplined or just make sure that they know where the ball's going to go next.
Yeah, but if you have a point guard like who's not traditional, you got to play fast to take advantage of what he does best. So, between a rock and a hard place, you want to take advantage of what your team does best with this guy with the ball in his hands. But you do sacrifice like traditional sets and plays that you want to run.
Hey. Can I get a question, please?
Certainly. General knowledge question is the general knowledge category. What company owns Old Navy and Banana Republic?
Aeropostale.
That would be incorrect. It's a simpler answer.
No idea.
It's the Gap. The Gap owns Old Navy and Banana Republic.
Never been in a Republic.
Because it's kind of like a white person, the bastion of white people shopping.
Oh, it is?
These venues. Yes.
Well, I go to the Gap.
Oh, you did?
And I go to Old Navy. I've never been to a Banana
really?
Republic.
Never been to a Banana Republic?
Never. Maybe I should try it.
I don't know if the Tweedy Brothers go in the Banana Republic.
I haven't
been.
Tweedy
Brothers are going to Gap either.
No, I've never not been the only black person in the Gap.
Really?
I've never, my personal experience when I'm in the Gap, I've never said, a brother. Never.
Really?
Yeah, because we would give each other like the head nod. No head nods.
All right.
It's like a rule.
The head nod?
Yeah. I'm serious. If a black person and sees another black person in a very Caucasian environment, you give each other a head nod. Automatic. And if that brother doesn't give me the head nod, he's shaking.
That's like when I drive my Fiat Spider convertible around and I see another Fiat, I always get the toot.
There you go. Same kind of deal.
It's a brotherhood.
Yeah, you're like, here we go. We're both here.
I got you. Ed Wilmington, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Ed.
Hi, Mike.
What's going on, Ed?
So what if a guy gives you a shaky head nod?
A shaky head nod?
Yeah,
it's just a genuine head nod. I know what Tyrone's talking about because I get the Fiat beep.
There you go. Hey, the Hollywood thing right out of the gate, Sandra Bullock has got to be on the downside of that. Jennifer Garner's much better. Actually, Sandra and Harrison both can't act. Dude, I don't believe them in anything.
I agree.
Harrison included.
Sandra Bullock is a mediocre actress.
Right.
There haven't been many roles, just like Tom Hanks, there haven't been many roles where she knocks it out.
And same with Harrison. I don't believe him in anything. I know he's in some of the biggest movies, but I don't believe the guy.
Yeah, I hear you.
All right, so and my hotties from whatever time of their career would be Elizabeth Hurley.
Elizabeth Hurley back in the day. And also Catherine Zeta-Jones back in the day.
Yes, that's true. And Naomi
Watts. There you go, there's another brunette, Tyrone. Catherine Zeta, back in the day. All right.
Strong.
And Naomi Watts.
All right, man. You want a general knowledge question?
No, I wanted to just make a quick Sixers point.
Oh, okay. All right, go ahead.
Mike, I don't think that coaching the old way will work anymore if you get up in the
I'm not saying regular basis. I'm saying last night in a game like that where they came out like that, I wanted to see him go, not tonight. It's not happening tonight, you guys. I need effort. I need this. I need that. Enough.
That last caller made a good point about their identity crisis. But I just don't know that works anymore with any coach, not Brett alone.
I see a lot of coaches in the NBA call angry timeouts. Now they're not going to unload like college coaches, but there is a way to express your displeasure where you can get the message across without those guys freaking on you.
Yeah, I'd love to see it, but I just don't know that you will anymore.
All right. General knowledge, here it is. The word fire has to be in the answer. Sulfuric conditions in hell. That's a tougher one.
I don't know.
Fire and brimstone. Is the answer to that question? You love it when people get stuff wrong, don't you?
No, I was a tough question. I was just glad I had it right.
Yeah,
I actually took no pleasure in him getting that wrong.
Oh, I thought that.
Normally,
was
a, I do. I will admit.
Yeah, you do. There was a pleasure fist pump.
No, not this time.
All right, Nate in Florida, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Nate.
Hey, how's it going, Mike?
What's up, Nate?
So I got a couple points.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like a question, but before I do that, I just want to tell Tyrone, unless that girl was your girlfriend, doesn't sound like she was, that's a violation to be watching Notebook with a group of people.
It was probably his girlfriend. He just doesn't want to say.
All right.
Yeah.
Point B, in my time...
It's kind of, listen, the Notebook lecture, is a couple's thing, right? It really
absolutely,
is.
Absolutely, yeah, absolutely.
It's not a movie a guy's going to watch by himself.
Everybody knows it.
Yeah.
Carmen Electra
and
in my
okay.
time was...
You know, it's okay to cozy up with the lady and watch it. The Notebook. I just haven't had the opportunity to do so.
Right on. Carmen Electra is my girl. I'll put a vote in for her.
Carmen Electra.
Oh man, come on, Baywatch.
Yeah, Carmen Electra. Yeah, I mean, in a day hot, but kind of a skifooze.
That's fine. Sixth point. I don't disagree with you about it, about Embiid, but I that worries me a little bit that he even has to do that. I mean, did that happen to Jordan? And I'm not comparing them. Did that happen to Jordan? Did it happen to Kobe? Did he have to get sat because he wasn't? So, I mean, he's the leader of our team.
Phil Jackson used to play with Kobe's head all the time. He played with Kobe's head all the time, Phil Jackson. Now, he had the clout to do so, but he used to do that Kobe all the time.
All right, well, I don't mind him getting sat down, okay? But my bigger point about the Sixers is this, and it comes down to how they played down the stretch. And I think one of the other callers touched on it before. I don't want to hear, I mean, for these last 2-3 years, I've heard, well, they're, you know, and it's the turnovers, right? Mm-hmm. Oh, they're young. I'm tired of hearing it, Mike. I'm tired of hearing they're young, okay? I mean, if you're talking about, this is not about energy, about the thing we're talking about with Embiid. We're talking about performances, right?
Mm-hmm.
How many times does a star player have to fumble and he gets sat for a little bit? How many times does a runner, star player not run it out to first base and he gets sat for a little bit? How many four goals?
I get you. On the surface, you're correct. However, there is no one to back up Ben Simmons at that position. So I get what you're going. He has to be coached to gear down a little bit. He precipitates most of the turnovers that this team gets.
I understand that, but how many years we have to wait?
You're going to have to wait a little longer. You're going to have to wait a little longer. That's my answer to you.
All right.
Here's the general knowledge question. 20th century history quiz. All right, let's go here. In 1989, over 1,000 peaceful protesters were massacred here.
Tiananmen Square?
Yes, that's correct. Tiananmen Square is correct. Nicely done. All right, let's go, Dave in Center City. Dave, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Dave.
Mikiness, what's new, guys?
What's up, Dave?
Yeah, the Gap shares were doing so poorly that they now have allowed Old Navy to trade independently.
Oh, is that right? Really?
Yeah, it's funny you mention that.
Wow.
Hey, how many games do the Sixers have left with Toronto?
How many games? One? Zero games? One? They're done. They're done with Toronto.
What is the answer?
They got two with Milwaukee, one with Boston.
And one with Toronto?
None. Not with Toronto, zero.
Yeah, because I think they still have a puncher's chance to catch Toronto second.
No,
they don't.
No. Now, they're third, and that's where they're going to stay.
Okay.
Right.
Villanova,
uh-huh.
Jay Billis, I don't agree with him on anything, but he's spot on with Villanova. Villanova is going to the Final Four, and especially if they're in a bracket where Virginia is number one, forget about it. Jay Wright, best coach in college basketball, back class, pedigree, Villanova's way. They will go to the Final Four.
This year they don't have the juice to get to the Final Four.
They can't
score like they used to be able to score. They can't score with this team. Hey, Dave, I'm curious.
Yes.
Would you accept an invitation to play in our knockout tournament? And go to the game, get tickets to the game, and play knockout afterwards? Because you're a celebrity caller. I would love to see Dave in that line playing knockout.
Yeah, I would love it.
You got it? You got what it takes?
Absolutely.
All right, you're in. Hold on a second, Dave. Look at that, coup. Dave from Center City, who I've never met.
I've met him.
You met Dave?
Yeah, Fan Fest.
Met Dave.
Right before we did the trivia. He was right by Andrew met him too.
Really?
Right before the trivia.
Celebrity caller Dave in the knockout tournament.
You know, for some reason, I think he's going to do all right
too.
Yeah.
The sleeper?
I feel like he probably can shoot. And if you got a nice jump shot, you can last in this game.
Is he still on? Hey, Dave, are you still there? Oh, is he? Because I have to give him a general knowledge question. Oh, no. All right, we'll pass. We'll pass on that. Matt in Downingtown. Matt, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Matt.
No, man, I was with the car too late.
Sorry, Matt.
It's all good, buddy. So, no, I was actually thinking a couple of hotties over Bullock was Kate Beckinsale.
Kate Beckinsale is way more attractive than Sandra, but she's just a kookalookie.
Yeah, and what about Anne Hathaway?
See, this is she's on my way overrated list.
Is she? I thought I might have heard that before.
Yeah, she's. I don't get anything from Anne Hathaway.
Yeah, like that one movie she was in where she got naked the whole time.
She was naked? What movie was that?
Love and Other Drugs.
Really?
Yeah, you got to watch that, Mike.
She didn't move the needle.
All right, man. So, but about Ben Beat, I totally agree with you, man. I think his lackadaisical play out of the shoot last night was just totally uncalled for. And
when he gave that ball away on a turnover, I go, if I'm a coach, I reacted. I go, dude, what's up? Are we playing tonight or are we not?
No, and you got to pull the Herman Boone and just sit him down sometimes. Take Petey to the bench. Mm-hmm. Say, Petey, sit down, you know? Like, I don't know what's going on with you, buddy, but...
Yeah, but you don't sit Petey as long as they sat Petey.
Well, no. Well, Petey came back in.
Yeah, Petey came back in, but by the miracle of Ryan Gosling.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
But the only thing I do ask is if you do pull that with Embiid, you know, like, I don't know how big of a head case he might get, you know?
No, see, I think he would respond to that favorably because that would make him angry. And he would. Well, he's the first guy to say, I'm trash. And he said it last night. He says, I was trash. So if you make that point, and you go, you know, I'm trash. I'm going to go out now. I'm going to go out and kick some butt.
Yeah, and
he put the message to me.
Sometimes players play better when they're angry.
Right. Now, some guys you can't do that with. But right. I think like Embiid would have been perfect to do it, too.
Yeah, no, I think you're right, man. It would have been a good call.
All right, you on general knowledge question?
Yeah, Mike.
All right, this is Sandra Bullock movies.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, let's go with this one here. Oh, my God. These are so bad, these movies. Woman saves a handsome man from certain death. But after he falls into a coma, she pretends to be his fiancée.
Oh, I remember that. It's While You Were Sleeping?
That is correct. While You Were Sleeping. Another brilliant performance by Sandra.
Wasn't my favorite.
Wasn't your favorite?
Nah. Wasn't my favorite.
What was your favorite?
My favorite is, The Proposal.
The Proposal was your favorite?
Yeah.
To avoid the horrible fate of being deported to Canada, a boss forces her personal assistant to marry her?
Yeah. It's like a movie that's rewatchable. There's no stress watching it.
Ask me if I saw that movie.
Oh, I know you didn't see that movie. Now, a couple NFL notes.
Yes.
Real fast.
Yes.
Aguilar, it's official.
It is official.
It's 9.4, fully guaranteed, so unless something changes.
Mm-hmm.
Eric Berry released by the Chiefs.
Yes.
He was due to make $7 million guaranteed. Would you have any interest?
What do you think about the safety situation that the Eagles have right now? It's pretty set, right? McLeod's coming back on a reduced contract.
Which was a mistake by him in hindsight.
Yeah, I don't know if Eric Berry fits, so I would say no, that would not happen here.
I would try to bring him and see if he can play more in the box because I bet you his mobility is down because I'm short linebackers. He's almost playing like a hybrid position where he's playing close to the line of scrimmage to tackle and I have to go with him and Bradham at times.
I may think of that because of the way they line up defensively. Reminder to the general knowledge, we're playing today for a pair of passes to the American Red Cross Red Ball. Philadelphia's premier party benefits the American Red Cross. It's at Lincoln Financial Field. It's on Saturday, March 30th. The Red Ball features more than 30 restaurants, bars, and microbreweries. They're all within the concourses, I believe, right?
Yeah.
If I recall. Live music, dancing, games, a sports-themed silent auction, and much more. All funds raised support the Red Cross House, a center for families who suffered a disaster. Tickets and info at redcross.org/redballphilly.
That's a great event.
Yes.
We have an update on Varsity Blues.
An update on Varsity Blues.
Yes.
Operation Varsity Blues. Has Lori Loughlin been found yet?
She surrendered.
She surrendered.
In L.A.
Wow. She walked into the popo? And said, I want to surrender?
Yeah.
Is that the way it happened?
Yeah.
Wow, it's like Nicholas Sobotka walking into the police precinct in The Wire.
It kind of was.
Just walk right in. You're looking for me.
Yes. Now.
Here's the hand. Here, come.
And with the morning emergence, it appears that perhaps Felicity Huffman's role was even worse than Lori's.
Is that right?
Because she got the feds involved. The IRS got involved because she wrote off a fake charity donation to get her kid extra time to take the SATs.
Lori Loughlin came into the police station. I go, Joe, I got this.
You'll be real gentle with her.
I get this. Give me the bracelets. 610-632-0975. Back after this, 97.5 The Fanatic and NBC Sports Philly.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Mike Mussinelli Show, 97.5, The Fanatic. General Knowledge Wednesday day. It is time to update our Twitter poll. We got a couple Twitter polls going right now. And it's brought to us, of course, by Paul B. Moyer and Sons. Andrew Satchunas again filling in for Natalie. We'll be back next week. Andrew.
The boring Eagles won. The question is, what else will the Eagles do today in free agency? 50% say small moves, 28% say stand pat. 22% say big moves. Now, the important Twitter polls that we have running right now. Mm-hmm. Settle an argument. Who is more attractive? Jennifer Garner, 56% of the vote. Sandra Bullock, 44%. That's just an outrage. And also, who is more attractive? Ryan Reynolds or prime Harrison Ford? 69% say Ryan Reynolds.
All right. Yeah. As predicted, Jennifer Garner.
It's just wrong.
I believe in the fan base out there that they can recognize true beauty. Over okay beauty.
You know, I feel like a lot of this is it's your program.
No, usually people go against me.
It's your program.
Your influence.
No.
Influence the vote a little bit, the 6%. But it's still time to close. We got a whole hour before the polls close for my Bullock people to come through. Tell a friend to go to
Tyrone, a wise sage once told me a long time ago that truth always prevails.
All right.
Let's go to Rashawn in Philly. Rashawn, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Rashawn?
Hey, my name is Rashawn Brown. I'm from Philadelphia. What's going on,
Mike? What's up, Rashawn? How you doing, man?
All right. I'm going to shake it up a little bit, and you may not agree, but I'm talking about the Sixers. The starting lineup that I would put in to compensate for turnovers. TJ at point, Butler at shooting guard. You had Tobias at a power forward. Simmons at small forward, and then Embiid in the center position slows down the offense and cuts down on turnovers. Simmons always goes through the hole anyway, and he will probably do damage where at small forward. TJ is scrappy, as we know. Butler, he dropped 40-plus on us when he was playing with Minnesota. If he's at shooting guard and you actually put him in the offense to score, I think that he would be more dangerous scoring instead of sitting back waiting until the third and fourth quarter. That's just my opinion. I don't think that.
Who do you have off the floor? You got TJ starting. Who's not starting? Reddick off the bench.
Reddick came off the bench before. Mm-hmm. Then you have Ennis. Then you have the big boy Boban coming off the bench as well, and then you have
you actually lost me at TJ starting point guard, which was the first thing you said. So my ears kind of closed off.
I know it's a stretch.
Come on, man. Stop.
To slow down the offense and stop getting 20 turnovers a game.
But you're going to get destroyed defensively with TJ out there playing a point.
So who would you put in the point?
Well, I'd leave it just the way it is. You got Ben Simmons as your point guard. Let him milk it. You can't play him in any other position.
Okay. Now, with that being said, can I say this? And I'm done with mm-hmm. what I'm saying to
yeah.
you.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Now with the Sean Jackson, mm-hmm. right? My mom always told me they always remember the good and forget about the good, and they always remember the bad. Mm-hmm. Sean Jackson actually went to Upper Darby and gave a young kid in elementary a coat for being bullied. Mm-hmm. Now, nobody talks about that, but we're talking about some things that are good about people, and I think that people, just like you and me, mm-hmm. 90% of the people in the world are basically good people. Now, we make mistakes, we do things, but at the end of the day, we never hear about the good stuff.
No, you're right, but we're worried. Deshaun Jackson, like, off the field, we're not worried about it. I mean, we're worried about, like, what his influence will be as a diva on a football team. That's the only concern with Deshaun Jackson right now. All right, there's one open line that you can grab, 610-622-0975. It's still General Knowledge Wednesday, and we're playing for a spot in the Red Ball. You get a chance to go to the Red Ball, which is a really cool event. Let's go to Glenn in Manayunk. Glenn, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Glenn.
Mike, long time no talk.
What's up, Glenn?
I wanted to ask you something real quick. How's it going? You been hitting the ball?
Did I golf?
Have you been hitting the ball? Yeah.
No, I went to Atlanta several weeks ago, and it was miserable, like 42 and rainy, and no, I haven't played.
But your body, how's your back and everything?
Well, I took ground balls from Larry Bowa at spring training. The back held up good.
All right. Before I say anything about the Sixers, these memes about Felicity Hoffman and Lori Loughlin, Aunt Becky's going to jail. Mm-hmm. Talk about a desperate housewife. This Varsity Blues thing is staggering, but for a lot of folks, they keep saying it's no surprise, but folks are acting surprised.
No, I mean, this is the new wave now, right? This is the new scandal, the new NCAA scandal that's not really NCAA. It's getting into college. But well, listen, it was localized. Last year, this story broke with Jerome Allen, the former coach of Penn, had done the same thing. Now, he recovered. He's now an assistant with the Boston Celtics, but he was used kind of the same way. He took some bribe money to get a guy in the pen under the guise that he was going to be an athlete that made the basketball team. So that's what they do.
Yeah, but it's never been on the front page like this before. And it's giving
The Feds got involved. Once the Feds get involved, you know, forget about it.
They got unlimited resources. So listen, two Sixer points real quick. Mm-hmm. One, if the Sixers were throwing around stupid money,
mm-hmm.
Phillips, and for some reason Brett Brown wound up not being here,
mm-hmm.
would Jay Wright leave Villanova for stupid money?
I don't know. I don't know what he thinks. His challenge, whether he's content the rest of his life to be a college basketball coach, which he can, and he can stay in Villanova and be, or he has one more challenge left in him where he says, you know what, maybe I want to try this.
He's won two, man. Look, he's already been to the promised land. Mm-hmm.
If I was Jay and I was offered the Sixers job, that would be the perfect pro job that I could take. And if it didn't work out, then I can retire for the rest of my life with the money that I just made.
All right, my last Sixers point is I'm wondering, and I want to know your thoughts and anybody's thoughts, Tyrone, yours too, Andrews. The Twin Towers, ever, will we see it? When is the most effective in the playoffs? What do you guys think about it? Boban and Joel Embiid in there together.
No, it's not going to happen.
It'll never happen?
No, it'll never happen. That doesn't work at all. For the way they move the ball, the way they play fast, that's not going to happen.
Not worth a try, not worth a look.
Nope.
Got room?
Take up too much space in there. But how does Ben Simmons get to the basket with that?
Yeah, who would they guard? I would just...
Yeah, who guards the four? Who's a stretch?
You don't see any situation where that could come in at.
Nope. No, it doesn't make any sense.
Need a rebound on a foul shot at the end of the game for last second. Sense.
You're clogging the middle of a team that likes to get Ben Simmons to the basket.
You got one guy that loves to act like he's a threat. He likes to shoot the three. He likes to shoot.
Yeah, but he's not a three, and he can't guard a three, and neither of those guys can guard a four. So no, you'll never see that. You know, I'm thinking about this Varsity Blues thing, right? Even Tony Soprano didn't do that.
No,
Tony Soprano didn't even do that because Meadow was a good student.
Meadow was a good
student. What's the worst thing they did? What did they do to try to get her into Georgetown?
Wait, they took the trip.
They went to Jeannie Cusimano's sister. Went to Jeannie Cusimano, the neighbor, to have her twin sister who worked in the admissions office at Georgetown to write a letter.
That's no big deal.
A recommendation.
That's nothing.
And she brought her a ricotta pie.
See?
She brought her pie. Wasn't a bribe. It was just a pie.
Right. Now, you're a father. There he goes. I can ask you. You're a father.
Uh-huh.
Your daughter went to school.
Mm-hmm.
Now she has her own career. Great.
Yes.
If along the way you were aware that she was a terrible student, let's just say you were aware,
mm-hmm.
and nothing you could do would make her actually pay attention to school,
mm-hmm.
would you have made her go to college?
Yeah.
And what happens if she tried to get in and she couldn't get in?
That was like a requirement. I mean, there was only one requirement I had.
Was go to college.
Yeah. That was going to happen.
Now,
so,
what if
unfortunately, she was a really good student, and she wound up getting accepted to BU first, because that's where I really wanted her to go.
But she chose.
But she didn't really like BU, and she went up for a visit, so Penn State became the fallback for her, and she enjoyed it.
She enjoyed it, and that's important. Now,
but she was a good enough student to get it in BU.
No, she's a good student. I'm just trying to figure out why a parent who, you know your kids, if she's mm-hmm. a terrible student and she's on record as soon as in January saying, yeah, I don't care about school,
mm-hmm.
why would you force her to go to school and be worth getting pinched over sending her to school? I just don't understand.
So the kid would grow up. College, more than anything, yeah, it educates you, but it makes you really turn into a human being. Because you're meeting other people and you're socializing with other people and you have to adapt your personality to other people and you grow there. That's the best college gives you.
Right, but what I'm saying is clearly you're already negligent. Your kid's not ready to go to college. Maybe this Lori Loughlin daughter will be ready to go to college when she's 25, but she's not ready now because her parents were negligent up until this point.
She's not ready to go to college because her grades were poor?
Not just her grades are poor. She doesn't want to go. She doesn't need to go. She's got 1.8 million YouTube followers, and she does makeup. She's getting paid hundreds of thousands of dollars. She doesn't want to be there.
Yeah, you're still going, girl. I have to drag you and chain you to that university. You're going to college.
Well, she went, and now you're going to jail. Hope it was worth it.
Well,
she's going to jail.
I wouldn't have bribed anybody, but I would have made sure she found a college.
All right.
610-632-0975. Mike Misnelli Show, 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
It is 4:46. Mike Misnelli Show, 97.5 The Fanatic. Fun day today. Eagles and Nelson Aguilar together again. Sixth highest salary on the team behind. You got him in order, Tyrone?
No way.
Give me the first five.
I mean, he's a
who makes the most money on the squad right now?
Well, they did a bunch of research. Is it Fletcher Cox?
Nope. Alshon Jeffrey.
Oh, $11
million. 14.7.
14.7.
Zach Ertz, $12 million. Brandon Brooks, $12 million. Fletcher Cox, $11.9 million. Malcolm Jenkins, $11.4 million. Nelson Aguilar, $9.4 million as we stand right now.
Yeah, it's going to be so different a year from now when we're saying 30 for Carson. But, yeah. $9 million is too much for Aguilar.
Sean throws in another, what, nine?
Yeah, I wonder how it counts, though, on the cap, because they restructured it. It's nine on the average.
27 for three.
Yeah,
right, nine on the average.
Yeah, so I don't know what the cap number is this year. That's tough.
All right, Anthony in East Windsor, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Anthony.
Hey, how you doing, Mike?
What's up, Anthony?
I agree totally with the changing of the coaching style. With the Sixers. I always was a fan of Pat Riley and Phil Jackson back in the day. And they seemed like they knew how to handle all the big stars and the different personalities all together.
Yeah, only a select few coaches have the hammer. Now, I'll be the first to admit, guys like Pat Riley and Phil Jackson and Popovich, they've had the hammer for a really long time. But what I'm saying is, I'm not asking for the big hammer. I'm just asking for a moment of hammer. And I think they deserved it yesterday the way they started that game.
Yeah, maybe shocking to the system. I also want to say that I agreed with you, and I thank you to. I went and watched the Teddy Pendergrass movie yesterday.
Oh, did you watch the docu? Yeah? What'd you think?
Yeah, it was good.
Pretty good.
It was great. It was great. I was surprised how many songs I knew because I was around at the tail end of his career.
Mm-hmm.
So it was great. Yeah, I have to agree with you with that. But I disagree with you. Today's topic, Sandra Bullock, I liked her all the way back from the Net, and I liked her with the one with Samuel L. Jackson. I forgot the name of it.
She was in a movie with Samuel?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where his daughter,
I actually think it's time for Sandra Bullock movie trivia for you.
Okay.
Alright, so here we go. Let's go with this one here. Newspaper columnist crashes a stolen limousine and must spend 4 weeks in rehab.
Oh, is it 28 hours?
Oh, you're close, man. I don't know. Tyrone, as judge, would not give you 28 hours because that's the name of another movie. It's 28 something.
28 days.
All right. 28 days is correct. Another movie I haven't seen.
Saw that in the theater.
I'm looking at this list. I've seen two of her movies from start to finish.
That one was, she was good in it.
Huh?
Not great. Not great.
Well, that's really shocking because she's like Meryl Streep normally. Let's go to Eric in West Philly. Erica, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Erica.
Hello?
Hello, Erica.
Hey, what's up, Mikey? First time caller.
Hello, Erica.
I'm good. Thank you. Okay, I just wanted to say this. Okay, so Mark, I know y'all been talking about the Eagles. I just want to switch it up a little bit to the Sixers.
Okay.
Okay, so Mark Jackson, former Warriors coach. Do you believe he caught a bad break not coaching the championship Warriors teams? Or did he just bring them as far as he could with the team?
Well, I guess, listen, I don't really know the situation what happened out there, but I assume that the people in the front office thought he brought them as far as he could, and there was something missing after a while. Maybe he was a little too aggressive as a coach.
Okay, well, right. I say that to say this. Do you think that's Brett's deal? I mean, did he bring them as far? I think that we'll never know the answer.
Well, no, we will know the answer, Erica, I think, in his playoffs.
Well,
if they don't win the second round, then I'm inclined to think that he's brought them as far as he could.
Okay,
and it's time for a chance.
I kind of disagree. I think unless we give him a full season with this team, because the process is over. And now this is the team, and I think he's earned the opportunity to coach the team for a full season. This guy, he probably took a job nobody wanted.
Mm-hmm.
And he irks me at times, you know, with his bad adjustments, his lack of adjustments. But firing him this season after we inevitably lose in the second round.
See, I'm not that patient. See, to me, a good coach, when the front office is going out and giving you players that make you the best starting five or the second best starting five in the league and some decent bench players, you should have the ability to blend them for playoff success.
Yeah, but so quickly, I mean, Indiana is kind of a case in point.
Yes,
Indiana,
these are pro players. No, yes, so quickly, yes. These are pro players with talents. Find a way to blend them.
Yeah, but you don't think, okay, Indiana, no star right now, but they have a bench that's been playing together for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And you have Sixers.
You're taking the coach off the hook, Erica.
Well, I know.
You're taking him off the hook. What's his responsibility? Once Elton Brand added these players, what was his responsibility? To wait till next year?
Okay, well, this is why I'm taking him off the hook. This is probably why.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's premature to fire him. Next season, yes. After a whole season with this team, yes. But this season, I think, it's not premature.
All right. I mean, listen, Erica, you've stated your opinion. I don't agree with it. Would you like a general knowledge question?
I would.
All right. Who directed the top two highest grossing movies of all time?
Who directed?
And one of them dealt with, had something to do with a boat.
Okay, a boat, maybe Cameron?
That would be Cameron. James Cameron is correct. I guess it was Avatar, right? And Titanic?
Yep.
They were the two?
Yep.
Highest grossing of all time?
Yep. And Avatar 2 and 3 is coming whether we wanted them or not.
See, I had the Avatar over Sandra Bullock. That was Zoe Saldana, right?
Yeah.
What was that?
Yeah. Well, she's one of the... She's in it.
Smoking as the Avatar much more than Sandra Bullock.
You see...
How dare you?
See what I mean? Like, you're throwing in these extra shots.
It's the truth. I'm going to find out. Andrew, you had to be an Avatar guy, right?
No, I haven't seen it.
Huh?
I never saw it.
Really?
Really.
Even a guy like me who's anti-sci-fi has seen Avatar.
Wasn't it like 3 hours long?
It was lengthy.
Yeah, I don't want to watch it. I got too much stuff to do in my life, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Your life I'm is here so 14 hours a day.
Yeah, you're 17 years old. Yeah, you got all kinds of problems. 610-632-0975. The 5 o'clock hour is ahead. We can't wait. On NBC Sports Philly and 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.